Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, I would like to commend City Limits for doing yeoman's work, and I don't even know what a yeoman is, but he's been wonderful today, hasn't he?
It's a good question. What is a yeoman? But a yeoman's work has been understood to be someone who is there grinding minute in, minute out.
Are you developing a nice relationship with Limits here?
Not really, but that's for you to have.
What's the problem, that? Limits? What's been going? What's the disconnect? No,
I love Bob very much.
Here it is. It's about, hey, Bob. Hey, Bob, your wooden teeth in, all this
he's
crap.
He's threatening you on those sound clips with your very relationship with him. Don't be sabotaged by that, or kidnapped,
I'm looking for. He's fine.
Hey, Bob.
He's no longer fine.
He came right back with
That's all that will be played.
The 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Bob, what's your early gut feel on this game? Mine has been, for a while, blowout. You?
Yeah, I think the same thing, but I thought that the first time around. I thought in Cleveland they were going to go against the trend of falling into that Thursday night malaise that is Cleveland. But then the weather changed. I thought they'd win easily. I did. I thought they were – this is the time for them to do it. Had a great opportunity coming off the win against Baltimore, put a little space. It did not work out. So this time I would expect the same. Now, the lines are a little bit different. If you look at the line on this one, the last I checked was 7 or 7.5. It started at 6.5. I told you at the beginning of the week I wouldn't be surprised if it was 8+. It's heading in that direction because I think people understand, you know, Denver, Monday night, travel across, bad loss for the Browns. They got to play again. Pittsburgh has redemption on its minds. So I think this has every earmark of a team that
should blow
out.
What's the spread right now?
7. Depending on what you look. Yeah. Went up from 6.5 to 7. Some books have it at 7.5. I told you, I wouldn't be surprised that it would climb just because of the way people are going to perceive this game. Yeah. But it's still a North rivalry, so I mean, who knows? But I would, if you're asking me, I think they should win it comfortably.
I think they are going to be absolutely primed emotionally for this game. I really do, and I can't wait to watch the Hard Knocks episode on this one, because that game in Cleveland, there was a lot of extra stuff, right? There, uh-huh. And you know, people say, well, what does that matter? The greatest athletes I've ever heard of and watched were always looking for an extra emotional edge, so it must mean something to those guys, and if it means something to those guys, I think it means something. And Newsom talking about Pickens, and Myles Garrett has gone out of his way, I think, to antagonize TJ.
No question about it. And I think that has been stashed away by TJ Watt.
Oh, I think he's going to be the star of the game. When I asked the big boy earlier who's going to be the star, Myles Garrett was the best player on that football field a couple weeks ago. I think that's going to be TJ this time around. Plus, I don't think you can underestimate the effect of going all the way out to Denver, playing a game like that, and then coming all the way back across the country and coming here on a short week. I think they're going to smash their faces in, Bob.
Yeah, I think.
How does 34-13 sound?
I think it's going to be a double-digit win. Let's put it that way. How that turns out, I don't know. But it won't be a game that you're in the fourth quarter thinking, oh, my, it's in jeopardy. No, I don't think it'll get to that point. I think the Steelers will dictate terms and take care of business.
Wrapping up with Hard Knocks from last night, I'll end where I started, that Mike Tomlin is the star of the show, and he's a star. He's a television star. He is, because everything he does is compelling. He's a compelling character. It opened up, the show did, with all four coaches in the AFC North, each addressing their teams at large in an assembly-like setting. And what you had was three football coaches and a movie star. Unintended movie star. Tomlin can be sitting there eating Fritos as he was watching film. He's just a compelling character, period. He is. I find him to be, and I feel like a lot of people do.
And he was the star of the show. It's an attractive quality for people who may later think about, should I sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers? Maybe that, you know, they look at that and say, that's the kind of coach I want to play for. Who knows? But, it's in his case, I know that reality television is not reality when someone knows there is a camera in your face and you're mic'd. But I think he tries to be himself all the time. And that just is how he is.
Yes.
A lot of the sayings you'll hear on that show, we've heard 1,000 times here in the city, right? But for some people, they may not have, and they may come away thinking
it's Tomlin,
the same time.
Yeah, it's Tomlin becomes way more likable outside of that Tuesday news conference when you see him as he really is. Mm-hmm. You know, you see him interact with players and people in general who aren't media people. He's just, I find him very likable, extremely compelling. I just think that's shared by a lot of people, limits, and I think he is so clearly the star of this Hard Knocks, it's undeniable.
That was clear and evident to me just in the first 10 minutes where it seemed like the camera was always on Tomlin. He was the focal point. Whenever, I watch a lot of reality TV, and the one thing that
Housewives?
No, Big Brother, mainly. And everybody in reality TV, which is what this is on Hard Knocks, they look for a narrator. Mike Tomlin is their narrator for Hard Knocks, mm-hmm. and it was so apparent in the early portion of the show.
I love when he went up to Hayward because he'd been pounding all week that they had to watch the running back with the Bengals. And he's like, you think I made that stuff up? He used a different word. And he said, hey, old man. And they walked off the field together at halftime. That part of it was great. The other parts, it's tough to incorporate four teams. The Ravens, I left with nothing other than that John Harbaugh is cold all the time. Did you see that part,
yeah.
Bob?
You know, a lot of those guys are like, you know, what you would expect from coaches going through the normal procedural things and doing it in a very kind of distant way. You know, here it is. This is what we're doing. And then they give you a little of the rah-rah. So yeah. There is a difference there with Mike. There's no question about
it. What'd you make of Joe Burrow buying a Batmobile? He bought a $2.9 million Batmobile. What do you do with that, Limits? Do you head out on the town in your Batmobile?
So he said there, maybe it was a post that was made, that there is 10 in the world. And Joe Burrow was one of 10 to be able to get this Batmobile. I guess other than Halloween, you just drive around and be cool, I guess.
Did you make a bet on that?
No, I that kind of stuff. Now, maybe it's a different, you know, when you're younger and you have money and you do all these things, you think you can do whatever you can do. And there's so much money, you can. But for me, I've always regarded vehicles as, hey, I want a nice one, but all it has to do is get me from point A to point B. I don't need any of these extreme expensive cars, and these young guys who have a lot of money are buying whatever they can buy. Good for them.
15-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Bob, the Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa, bought me one of these
Stanley cups. That's your first Stanley cup.
It's a keg-like water. What is it? What is this thing?
It's like a Stanley Cup. That's what they call it, I think. I don't know if that's the same manufacturer.
It's a gigantic water bottle made of tin. And I've been jealous of other people, but I also thought that, man, that's ridiculous.
Those are expensive.
But I love it.
From a cup point of
view. Now that I have one, if I fill it up once, it guarantees that I'm going to get enough water during the show. I love this thing. Look, I'll put it up here for everyone to see.
Yeah, it's very nice.
If you're watching on YouTube or on The Fan at 93.7.com. I'm really happy with this. And the other thing I took from today's show is the general telling us that the Skeens card has not been found yet and telling you that your Jackson Merrill card is worth $15. Are you proud of that? And you're going to cash in?
I'm going to keep it until Jackson Merrill decides not to be Jackson Merrill and goes into a slump or something. Yeah, I'm going to keep it.
I'll tell you why I'm angry now. Would you guys like to hear? Other than at Bob.
Sure.
Yes.
Jim Bowden does great stuff for The Athletic. He has seven, the headline is seven big trades I'd like to see happen at the winter meetings. So, of course, I go to it scrolling through, hoping to see a pirate trade, right? A proposed pirate trade.
Because you know Joe wants to trade Mitch Keller, Bob.
Hey, it depends on if they get something good in return. I'd keep that that's staff the way it is.
That's a very inaccurate summation of my feelings limits, and I resent you for saying that.
I apologize for saying it. But no, you do want to trade Mitch Keller. We've had this conversation over and over.
I don't want to trade Mitch Keller. It makes it sound like, and even Jared Jones,
it makes it sound like,
yeah, I'd love to get those guys out of town.
But your point being, if you want a bat, you're going to have to give something up to get one. He's signed at a very nice contract for some people. He could fill a void in any rotation.
Yes.
So I understand
that. That's exactly it, Bob. But that's beside the point. I scroll down to number three. Never saw the Pirates. And this is, again, a proposal. This is not a trade that happened. This is Jim Bowden. Number three, Reds get Luis Robert Jr. from the White Sox. The Reds could use one more bat for the middle of their lineup, and Robert, who comes with 3 years of team control, would be the perfect fit. Why can't the Pirates go get him then? Aren't they in here? Why won't they make the trade?
Well, they were rumored to be liking Luis Robert and at least making a call during the offseason and during the deadline.
Were you surprised that they lost out if they even bid on Aroldis Chapman? He goes to Boston for essentially the same salary.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm okay with that. He was good. But would you trade Keller for Luis Robert?
Luis Robert had a bad year last year.
I know. That's 14 homers, 23 steals, yeah, 224. I wouldn't. But I would still like, I mean, if I got the 223 version.
Well, that's where he had like 30-plus home runs, didn't he?
Yeah, he had an 855 OPS with 38 homers, 36 doubles, 20 steals. Yes, that's it. That's at least the profile of the type of guy that I would trade for Keller. Give me the hitting version of Keller, a good player, not a superstar, but a good player who's in there every day helping your lineup.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying. Limits, I don't want to get rid of him. He's a nice man.
Yeah, I know you don't, but this team needs bats so badly, especially if there's a golden rule, Bob. You know, you can't have the Alika Williams bat in the ninth inning. You need somebody.
Listen to this, Bob and Limits. Number five, Astros acquire Cody Bellinger from Cubs. The Astros have needs at first base and center field, and Bellinger would solve either position. Gold glove caliber at first base, plus defender and center. He's had a down year, which makes him look like Mickey Mantle on this Pirates lineup. He still had an OPS of, what, almost 800 with 18 homers? Come on. The Cubs have, well, who would they trade for him?
Doesn't say, does it?
No, if the Cubs can move Bellinger's contract, it would free up money to spend elsewhere, blah, blah, blah. What is this? Doesn't he give us a guy that they trade to them, Bob?
No. The bottom line is it won't be an active one.
Would you trade Mitch Keller for Cody Bellinger?
Well, I wanted to sign Cody Bellinger when he was a free agent. That way you could have had both.
He's got a player option. Let me see here. He exercised his 27 point. He's out of their price range, probably.
Well, no, that's because
they shouldn't have a price range.
They shouldn't have a price range. It should be pay money.
I agree.
That's it.
He exercised $27.5 million for 25 and has a player option for 26. I don't know. So you get him for what? 1 year. Are we really going into 2025, Bob? How old are we? We're catching up to Ron.
It's about what you think if your mind says you're younger, you're younger. We've got a big year this year, Joe. We got the U.S. Open coming to Oakmont Country Club. Looking forward to that.
Do you have anything going on there, Bob, where you and I could play around leading up to the tournament?
You'll
do a show
never
there?
Get close to the golf course.
Why?
Because they're
it's not
impossible.
Even with you. Can
no.
I with you? Are you going to get close to the golf
no,
course?
No, it's impossible. They're going to have players coming in. The membership wants to get as much rounds.
Can they bring us in during the winter?
You can look at pictures on the wall. Yeah, sure.
Why can't we play?
You can't play.
Even with you?
No.
What if you bring Mario?
Mario doesn't need me. He can do whatever he wants.
I know, but you need him, and I need you and him.
Okay.
Will we do a show from Oakmont for this?
Well, possibly. I know RTV and KDK, we're going to be pretty much out there every single day anchoring from there. So.
Will they let us hit at the range?
No.
Not even that?
Could I watch? Could I go as like a fan?
Got to buy a ticket. Sure.
When are we done? Limits 50 or?
Yeah, we have a minute.
Goodbye. Fan weather brought to you.
That's an abrupt fall off of
I know,
the cliff.
I don't want to get in trouble. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com, high 38 with cloudy skies. Bob, surely if we do shows there, they'll let us hit from the range. They're
no,
listening right now.
You're not going to have
Can I hit from the range at Oakmont in the winter if you're listening out there?
In the winter, probably, yes.
Yeah. Will you help me do that?
Maybe.
I thought the tickets were gone.
What tickets?
They may be.
For Bob, you can help us out and get us some tickets, maybe?
I don't know.
Bob?
I used to have more clout in that than I do now.
Can we do a show from Oakmont at the Open?
I'm sure we can. Media Center?
Yes.
Set up beautifully.
Get a little merchandise there? I mean, buy it, of course. And just one shot at the range, Bob,
no.
Or a putt? Can I take one putt?
Nope.
Good night, Bob. Good night, Limits.
Joe.